Good evening. 29 minutes past 5 o'clock. Currently sunny skies and 57 degrees. With WXPR News, I'm Jesse Dick. A man has been charged by the state for the death of a Marathon County woman whose body was found in a shallow grave in Forest County. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen's office announced first-degree murder and other felony charges against 34-year-old Christopher Torgelson, who is listed as living in a secure detention facility in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The charges were found in Marathon County. Torgelson is also charged with attempted armed robbery and hiding a corpse. Stephanie Lowe's body was found recently near Wabino in Forest County. Lowe disappeared from her apartment in Wausau on October 10, 2010. The criminal complaint alleges that Torgerson attempted to rob Stephanie Lowe and killed her. He further enlisted the aid of another person to remove her body from the apartment to the location of her burial. Torgerson recently took authorities to the site in Forest County. The Department of Justice is serving as special prosecutor in the case. Wausau Police did the investigation. Torgerson will be in Marathon County Court on October 15th. There has been much talk about getting more broadband to Northwoods residents, some of whom are still using old dial-up technology. Charter Communications has portions of the Northwoods wired for high-speed internet. They recently upgraded their speeds within the areas they serve. Charter spokesperson Kim Haas says they have doubled their download speeds.
That we've taken our base entry-level internet service from 30 meg to 60 meg.
Charter customers will see faster speeds.
So we cover Crandon, Eagle River, Lincoln, Pelican, Phelps, Rhinelander, Washington, many communities across the area.
While those areas with access to broadband have access to high-speed internet, many residents in more remote areas have limited access to broadband options. One exception is the town of Three Lakes, where a wide majority of town residents have access to some form of broadband. That access has enabled Three Lakes Schools to be the first K-12 school system in the state to bring in what's called a Fab Lab, a state-of-the-art computer-driven facility that some say will revolutionize manufacturing. Forests in the Northwoods and Upper Peninsula may look different in the next century thanks to a warming climate. As WXPR's Natalie Jablonski reports, a new report from the U.S. Forest Service predicts fewer of some types of conifers and more hardwoods in northern forests.
A new analysis of climate data predicts temperatures will gradually rise between 2 and 9 degrees on 16 million acres of forest in northern Wisconsin and the western UP. And according to scientists at the U.S. Forest Service's Northern Research Station, that could mean fewer boreal species like black spruce, balsam fir, and paper birch.
There's an expectation in the work that's been done so far that the way climate is expected to change, that these species are going to be less well-suited. As it gets warmer, as the climate becomes more variable and we potentially have more wind disturbances or forest pests and disease issues.
That's Maria Genoviak, climate change scientist with the U.S. Forest Service. She says while cold-loving species could decline, hardwoods with a more southern range like black cherry and red maple may become more dominant. And temperature isn't the only factor. The report predicts changes in precipitation patterns with lower winter snow totals but more storm events year-round. Genoviak says even if rainfall amounts stay the same, evaporation is likely to increase.
Even though the precipitation amount during the growing season might not be projected to change a lot, if we have warmer temperatures, that's going to result in a lot greater water stress on plants. And it's going to make the air conditions feel drier, even though the precipitation isn't necessarily changing.
The report doesn't make policy recommendations, but Genoviak says its goal is to provide scientific data that forest managers can use. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.
The process began this morning that is likely to result in a new full-time president at Nicolet Area Technical College next summer. College board member Ron Zimmerman is on the search committee.
What are the things that we want to try to accomplish? What's the timeline to accomplish those things to be able to get a new president? Our ultimate goal is to have a new president in place by the July timeframe.
Zimmerman says that's the start of the next fiscal year. He says part of the reason for a long process is because of the college is going through an accreditation process.
And that's going to take some time, and the people who do the accreditation don't like seeing a lot of change, so we didn't we didn't want to throw a whole new president there and have to deal with this accreditation at the time either.
In the interim, Dr. Kenneth Urban is serving as Nicolet president. Zimmerman says they will be meeting October 7th with Nicolet's staff to get their input on the new president. The search committee will meet with the full board later in October to give an update. Former President Libby Burmaster left in June to become president of Frederick Community College in Frederick, Maryland. The Northwoods chapter of Let's Go Fishing says participation is growing, with more than 300 people taking boat rides this summer. The nonprofit arranges free rides on a handicap-accessible pontoon boat for seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities. Chapter Vice President Mark Schrader says the group organized almost 40 outings on Rhinelander's Boom Lake, though it had a goal of operating up to 10 trips a week.
It is picking up somewhat, not maybe as much as we'd like to see it, but it is really our first full year of being in operation, and the word is getting out there somewhat. So it is growing. The interest is growing.
The chapter launched last year, and the Let's Go Fishing has 30 chapters in Minnesota. This is the first in Wisconsin. Schrader says a rainy weather was one obstacle, and coordinating excursions with care facilities can be a challenge. Earlier in the year, the group found a new place to store its 33-foot pontoon boat on Boom Lake. Schrader says the convenient location has made it easier for volunteers to get involved. The Northwoods chapter of Let's Go Fishing is holding a fish fry next Friday, October 10th, to help support the cost of its summer pontoon boat trips. This is WXPR News.